Piazza della Repubblica. Town Hall. It is the old Prior Palace located in the center of the town, which, as early as the 14th and 15th centuries, was the vital point of the town, where the main administrative bodies of the municipality, Priory and General Council, met. It currently houses some representative and administrative offices, and the sessions of the City Council. On February 7, 1567, with a specification, it was decided to demolish the old palace because of its crumbling state, and the reconstruction was entrusted to Master Giovanni Giacomi from Lago Maggiore. In ancient times, the municipal palace was accessed by a flight of steps. On the landing there was a stone table, around which the priors sat in auctioning the municipal tax, gabella. This must surely have been an external staircase, because from here the local governor, at the blare of the trumpet, used to invite the town council members to the meetings, the citizens to partake in events of utmost gravity, and the aspirants to the auctions. The most important location in the palace was the Great Hall, Sala Magna, where the general council was held. Along the walls there were the town councilmen's stalls. At the end of the room, there was the assembly. On a table it was usually placed the gospel for the ritual oath. On the facade of the building were positioned the reference units of length arm, about 60 centimeters, and half arm, which can still be observed today. The building has a bell tower with Guelph-style crenellations, where the clock, purchased in 1775 and embellished with a round travertine circle, and the bell dated 1803 are also located. In 1780, the palace was restored from its foundations. In the basement there were the prison, the torture chambers with lash, rope, and tongs. Inside the chancery it was kept the box for the drawing of lots for the priors, which was conducted through a vote using white beans and black beans. Furthermore, inside the newly restored town hall, we can admire three decorated ceilings from the 19th century, which are now restored to their former glory. On the top floor we find the Hall of the Coats of Arms. Its name comes from the presence of municipal coats of arms of the towns that contributed to the erection of the national monument in commemoration of the Battle of Castelfidardo, that was completed in 1912. Inside, is preserved a painting by the painter Gallucci *, faithfully depicting the last phase of the battle. At one time this hall was also used as a theatre for public performances. By entering the municipal hall, on the wall to the right there is a bronze plaque realized by the sculptor Vito Pardo, affixed by the administration on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the battle. The artist wanted to symbolize the new generation of the Marche with a vigorous young man setting down the palm of victory in memory of the valiant combatants. The monument and the coat of arms of Castelfidardo are reproduced in the background. The fountain. Historically, the fountain had a celebratory function. It was inaugurated in 1886 to mark a breakthrough and prosperity period for the city, such as the construction of the aqueduct and the arrival of drinking water. The dolphin fountain takes its name from the two mammals intertwined and placed in the termination of the central spindle from where the single jet of water gushes. The first basin is made by overlapping gaping bivalve shells, positioned immediately below the dolphin's heads. The undulating geometry of the rim allows the water to form small waterfalls that rush into the main basin. The fountain is made of nenfro, a kind of volcanic stone typical of the Tuscia Vitabese area. The decorations and geometry of the fountain certainly belong to the Baroque period, but the author is unknown. Compared to the original making, the only changes made to the fountain are the affixing of the municipal coat of arms and the coat of arms of the Italian Republic on the main basin. The fountain has an octagonal shape. There is a step around the main basin. In the center of the fountain there is a bronze decoration shaped as a flat bowl on the top.